First of all, the loss of a pet. And this comes from a story. Drex was talking about it last night on the shift here on CGOB. Jeff Currier was talking about this. It's a story, I think, out of Quebec, where somebody wanted a day off because their pet died.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't get that. And I understand that. They're maybe not animal people. They're not pet people. They get that. But as I said to Jeff, listen, a pet can be absolutely a member of your family. Jeff was sort of trying to make the comparison to children, right? Well, but they're not. I understand that they're not. But who am I to judge how important that animal, a member of their family, is to their family, right?
What you are just describing actually is the key to empathy. Empathy is not, what would it be like for me to be in your shoes?
Right.
Empathy is actually, what is it like for you to be in your shoes?
Yeah.
And I think what this, the pet, is interesting because I actually used this example earlier in a therapy session this week, that often is one example of when I use empathy is different. The death of a pet for some people is absolutely devastating because it is losing, in some cases, the only family member that they have.
Mm.
And for people who grew up on the farm who had cats and dogs coming and going all the time because it's a high-risk environment and there's so many animals coming and going, it's really no big deal. And so the challenge for us to have empathy is, what does it mean for you in your life, given your circumstances and what that pet meant to you? What is that loss like for you?
Yeah.
And so the pet lover can understand that the one who has pets come and go, for some, it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And the pet lover needs to understand that.
Yeah.
But then the one who is not that into pets has to understand that it can absolutely be crushing for somebody who has lost a pet.
Yeah. I talked to one boss who said, I didn't get it. The first time I got a call from somebody saying, I can't come in today. My pet passed away and I'm a mess, right? Didn't understand it. But then when he got a pet, oh, he understood it then, right? Then he's like, well, yeah, of course you need the day off.
Right. What we found that in the 2016 census of Canadian households, for the first time in history, single-person households exceeded any other category of households, more so than couples with kids, you know, multi-generational.
A lot of people living alone.
A lot of people living alone. 28% of households in this country are single-person households. Well, a lot of those people, if they have a pet, they spend more time with that pet than any other person at all, right? Like, this is who they wake up to. This is who they, the last little creature that they say goodnight to. And so those become very important members of their family. And so I think it's important for us to understand. And I think what we have to recognize is that whether or not I understand your grief, I understand what it is like to grieve.
Right.
And I can appreciate and empathize with your grief. And I think what we need to recognize is that when we dismiss another person's grief because it is quote unquote only a pet, that we make their grieving harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point.
When we tell people that, like when we shame them for their grief, you're going to be, if you tell me about your grief over a pet, you're going to be embarrassed and ashamed. If we give that message to people and people pick up on that signal, then they stop talking about it with other people and they don't get the support that they need. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we move through grief is by talking to others and by getting the emotional support of others. And when we feel like we can get support from others, then we will be able to cope much better than if we feel like we have to hide it and pretend it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in a world where I'm recognizing when people pretend something doesn't matter, but it really does, it just sort of comes back through the back door and haunts you anyways, right? Mm. It affects you and everybody around you when you're trying to pretend something doesn't matter, and it really does.
Yeah. I want to get to helping people get through the loss of an animal, but I'll just tell you our experience a couple of years ago. Well, I had two dogs, PETA and Hershey, and I love my dogs.
What were their names?
PETA and Hershey.
Oh, okay.
PETA stood for pain in the ass because she really was.
And yet
but
you
we loved her.
Yes.
So then when Jackie and I met over 10 years ago now, well, they became our dogs, right? Mm-hmm. They were Jackie's dogs. And then when PETA was having seizures and really having a hard time, Jackie was the one that took care of PETA. They bonded in a way that I had never bonded with those dogs. Loved those dogs. They loved me.
Yeah.
But Jackie bonded, and I saw PETA, and I thought, it's time, right? And Jackie, no, she didn't want to. And she kept dealing with PETA and dealing with PETA. And when we finally did euthanize PETA, Jackie was heartbroken. I'll tell you what, 2 years later, she is still not over it, you know?
Sure.
And so I do have empathy for people that lose their animals because I know how important those animals can be to people.
Well, the thing about an animal, if you think about it, is that like sometimes Sometimes I get home from work first, sometimes my husband does, right? So when the person who's coming home from work second, the person who's who has already home, they greet the person at the door. Mm-hmm. Well, depending what kind of day I have, I can go to the door right away, but sometimes I've had a hard day and I don't run to the door. Sometimes I've, you know, people have cut me off in traffic or somebody's already driven me crazy. And so when he comes in the door, I'm actually not at my best, which is different than a pet. Because when you get home, your pet runs to the door.
Love you unconditionally.
Unconditionally. Yeah. No matter what's happened,
right.
You are the best part of their day and they are thrilled to see you. And it's beautiful to have a fan.
It is.
Your own personal.
Yes.
Who loves you and is thrilled with you and doesn't have those moments where... Humans are human, and they have stuff, right? And so you don't always...
We aren't always a lot of fun to be around, but they usually are.
Let's face it, right? Yeah. And so there is a safety and a purity to a relationship with a pet that you don't get with a human. And so for some people, that's a very safe relationship that actually has a profound therapeutic effect. I'm sorry. And when you get a therapeutic effect from an animal and there's a closeness and a safety there that you can't get with any other human being because humans are human, then that animal becomes so important.
Yeah. So any advice, I mean, gee, listen, it's a horrible loss. Any advice for people mourning the loss of a pet? I mean, anything to try and ease the pain or not?
Well, I think the important thing is to give yourself permission to grieve, that just because your boss or your coworkers might sort of cluck their tongues and kind of wink and kind of chuckle at you, that doesn't minimize your grief, that you can own your grief and you can give yourself permission to have it matter. And once you give yourself permission to matter, then you actually give yourself permission to grieve and to move through the grief and to be affected by it. And I think that it's not like people recover from the grief where it doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. It's that it becomes a part of who you are and you become a richer person for having loved that animal and for having lost that animal. It becomes sort of part of how you move through the world, is that the loss has become a part of you rather than something that sort of leads ahead and hijacks your life. And that's a process. And it's a process when you're grieving an animal, just as when you're grieving a human or the loss of a job or the loss of house or whatever it might be that you are losing.